Damn. We felt that for somebody close to us, that they didn't want to be here. But now, he's here. Nobody thought it was going to happen. We didn't think it was going to happen. But it's fucking happened. So all that shit we said, we throw it out. We come with open minds.
And what an episode to save it for. Happy 2-year anniversary, Too Deep. Welcome, Miller.
Hey!
Hey!
Let's fucking get it.
What an intro.
2-year anniversary. Miller, he is our guest today. What's good?
That was honestly awesome watching that live. That little intro.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he's on the other side of it now. And, you know, it's been tough. It's been grueling. But
we're finally here.
We got him over here. And we got an interesting beer for this week.
I snagged this off the shelf. Grand Cacao.
Or chocolate? Is
that chocolate stout.
Definitely.
I was like, fuck, 6.5.
You see that a lot. Stouts and chocolate flavors.
Speaking of that, like I was looking at like the shelves at Seven Heaven or Lucky Sevens.
It's Seven Heaven over there.
Yeah. So I was looking at and I was like, yo, we gotta start switching. You know how we had that beer from Bolero?
Yes.
We gotta start switching over to like those IPAs. Because that's the shit that like we're not gonna have again.
Is this an IPA? No, right?
No.
6.5.
But it's a heavier
brewed with cacao and milk sugar.
Chocolate stout.
Yeah, that's why I was interested. I was like
6.5%. Wow.
Ooh, Peruvian cacao.
Caramel chocolate.
This is gonna be interesting. I mean, I don't know.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Let's get it.
Whoa.
It's good.
That's not that bad at all. And I'm not a drinker.
No, it's such a, like, interesting taste. That's why I like doing this fucking show, man.
You just get, exactly. Because once we've gotten so far where now we have to expand our horizons.
Yeah, like, we can't just grab, like, the mainstream shit.
When you go to the store, what do you just pick whatever you haven't drank yet?
Literally, we look around. I look around at, like, what haven't we drank yet? And then, I don't know, Chris, I look around at what we haven't drank yet, and I'm like, all right, this kind of stands out right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to grab this.
You know, you get that first visual test. You go up, see how the bottles look, see what it's near. And then, obviously, like, something like this jumps out because it's not a normal beer. It's obviously got that chocolate flavor. So, we've had similar. I got mine. Miller, you got your ranking? We need you to rank this beer.
Yeah. Am I going first?
Yeah, you go first.
Do I just say it?
Yeah, you know.
Do you want me to give you like a description of how I feel about it?
You can talk about
it
first. Yeah. Well, tell us where
you're
coming
from. I like how it hits. And I'm not a drinker. Let me state that. I like how it hits. I just don't like the aftertaste so much after a bit.
Yeah.
I've been watching this show for a while, so, you know.
Here's the criticism.
Yeah.
I'm not a rookie. I'll give it like a 7.3. 7.3?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a fair score.
What do you guys think about that?
Oh, let's give our rating.
I have mine.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. 7.4.
7.4?
Right there. I mean, Miller's there.
Right there.
I'm with you. Big on the aftertaste.
Right.
That's why it wasn't too high up in the sevens for me, just because it does have a smooth first chocolatey dark chocolate taste. But
after a bit, it just
stale.
Feel a little weird.
No, like right after, like you get that, like, you know, once it goes down, you know, I get what you guys are saying.
I don't mind it.
I just
feel like you could drink it for a while, though.
Yeah, that's why I gave it a 7.4.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. We're just gonna go.
I mean, it's
right, there you go.
It's probably gonna be in the.
It's in the record.
Top half.
Nice.
Maybe. Definitely like in the mid-range.
Mid-range, yeah. But
so, usually, you know what we do. We have, whenever we have a guest, get a little talk. We've spoke about you on the show before, but, you know, let the people know what you want them to know about you.
All right, so, my name is Miller. I'm from Kearney, 07032, if you want to pull up on me. Starting off strong. I work at Amazon. It's not that good. I don't like it. Just quit.
What do you do for Amazon?
I'm a dispatcher there. So basically just let the guys get in their trucks, give them their schedules, paperwork, stuff like that. It's not that bad, but I just work a whole hour and 30 minutes away. So it's not really ass commute. So I just applied here to United Airlines, trying to get those benefits. And that's basically what I'm at right now. And yeah, I met Caruso and my boy Paul at the soccer house.
Yeah.
It's a little while ago.
Wow, that's a throwback.
A while ago. Big throwback. Shout out to my boy Juan, Andy. I think, all right, so the first time I met Paul was at a party.
Classic.
I never seen him before, but this was, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, this was before when my boy Paul was a big, big cigarette smoker.
I don't, you can say it, we've spoken about it.
Smoked cigs like it was his job, bro.
Darts.
Yeah, and I would always remember trying to get him off that, like, yo, you know, stop smoking, smoke weed instead.
Yeah.
The golden era.
Oh my god.
And then Caruso was just basically always at the soccer house because obviously he lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Teak, great guy, inspiration, someone to look up to.
Wow.
And yeah, my boys, and here we are today, doing a great pod.
Yeah.
Doing a great pod.
I have a funny story with Miller.
Let's get it.
So like, no, you'll remember. I think you'll definitely remember this.
I also have one, I might follow up.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna write it down.
Me and Miller were like sleeping on the couches after a party, right? And Miller was like on the big couch, and I was on the small couch, and Murph was like tight because he didn't have a couch to sleep on.
Oh my god.
So I just remember laying there because I was lip, like, you know, like I'm still awake,
yeah,
kind of, but like I have my eyes closed, and all I hear is, Miller, get the fuck up. Miller wasn't moving. And Murph was so tight, he just kept screaming that.
Dude, Murph used to be the funniest guy, bro. I fucking miss that guy. You should have him on a pod, bro.
We gotta track him down.
It's been a while since I've hung out with Murph. I also have another Murph and Miller story.
Oh, man.
It is different, though. So, it was when, and I forget if you were there, but it was when we had that, like, not a party, but it was maybe, like, 10, 12 of us, and we started wrestling.
Oh, man. I know exactly where this is going. Yeah.
Dude, so we were like wrestling, and I think we had boxing gloves, but Murph and Miller went at it. And I believe Murph won first.
Yeah.
Murph won first, and then they had to go back at it again. And this time, you know, Miller was definitely handling him a lot better.
It did not work.
So at one point, like, and we were like egging Murph on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the whole time we were like, come on, Murph, you got it. And when he won the first one, we were all like, bro, you're the fucking champ, bro.
Yeah, so get him.
You're the champ, bro. You're the fucking champ. So we got him in to do it again. So basically, like, they took a break in between rounds. Miller comes over. It's me, Zapata, somebody else. And I just start, like, I have a cowboy hat on, and Murph's obviously tired, but I just like start shadow boxing him like this, like doing that, and my lip is down so I can't see him, and apparently I just connect with him, uppercut him, and he just falls on the floor, and the whole place, like, cause we're all like having a good time, just goes silent,
bro, quiet as
hell. He stands up and he just screams, what am I, a fucking monkey? You can't just make me do this shit.
Word for word, bro.
Quiet, and it's mad quiet again because he just screamed. And I was like, but you're the fucking champ.
And then
it was like, and he just, no, but it's quiet. But then you could see his smile comes because I said that. And then we're like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Bro, Murph was a
bro, and then he went back at it, dude. It was a good time. And I didn't fucking rock him, I want to point that out. I just connected with him well. I wasn't throwing heavy punches.
But you know how Murph is, my boy, you know.
Yeah, he'll lay it. Yeah.
He'll fucking, my boy Murph.
I mean, that was like college, man.
That was college. You know? That was peak.
And like when you were talking about the cigarettes, I remember, because that was like,
bro, that was
that during that season, like, that was like a time, like, I always talk about it, like, I was just going wild, like, doing anything I can.
You'd be
right?
fucked up so, at those so
like,
parties, bro.
Yeah, and I would just go outside. Like, I'd be so lit already. And I would just go outside and just smoke.
Cigarette after cigarette.
I'm selling them.
Fucking come upstairs with cigarettes in your ears, bro.
Let me get a bowl, man.
Thank God I, like, cut down.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't think I've smoked one in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those were the days. But, yeah, dude, I remember that. Fuck me. Holy shit.
So, another thing that drew you into this podcast, not only, as we mentioned earlier, you know, you watch or you listen to a lot of the episodes, but you have some comments, some things that you heard.
Yes.
One in particular that you want to bring back and kind of spark up the conversation.
Okay, so this is the positive one. We're going to start off positive note.
All right, so we got a couple.
The best pod. The best pod that I feel, in my opinion, that you guys did was the rat race.
Oh.
If you remember that. That one hit home for me. Not home, but just made me think a lot. Because in the situation that I'm in.
Yeah.
And the company that I'm in. And I don't, you know, like, just a bunch of shit that comes with it.
Yeah.
That pod. The way you were talking about, like, just big owners,
yeah.
I guess, is just, like, managing all their systems. It's literally like a system.
Yeah.
It's like a game, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? And it made me think a lot, just, I don't know, in positions I'm at, the position I'm at and the position where I want to be, comparing myself with, like, other people. Like,
yeah.
People that are obviously in a higher ranking than I am and what I'm trying to get at. That part, honestly, I felt like a lot of people could relate to. So I just want to let you know about that one.
Yeah.
It was a fire pod. One of your best. I like the one.
That.
I like the, yeah, bro.
Been
fire pod.
That.
You carried that one. I'll give you that
one. Because I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I was just kind of commenting. He brought the idea.
We also talked about this is important to mention because, like, you really love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know? So yep. It was you spoke about it from a different perspective. I'm different on the other hand. I talked about it on that episode. Mm-hmm. So, like, I related to that. That's why I kind of spoke from, like, how I really feel. Like, all that stuff is what I feel. And I feel like a lot of people could relate to that.
Yeah.
You know? Because there's, I mean, I feel like a majority of people feel that way.
But exactly. my thing is, and I've had some time to think about it after the podcast, like, especially onto that point. Like, yes, the end goal is to escape the rat race.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to be stuck in that 9-to-5.
It's the system.
Exactly. But I don't understand why it doesn't have to it doesn't have to be fun. Like, you don't have to enjoy escaping, like, the process of getting out. You know, I have goals. Yes, to your point, I love my job. I love what I do. It's what I studied for, and I enjoyed studying it. Like, this stuff actually interests me, and I feel good doing this work. So it's different than somebody just having a desk job that they hate. But it's not like I want to be the production engineer for Shamrock forever. You know, I want to move up, plant manager, own something. I've always talked about having my own bagel restaurant at the end, retiring early, investing well, all that shit, you know? So I want to escape the rat race, but who says I can't enjoy the escape?
You, like, enjoy it, you want to enjoy it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't I have a good time, you know? Unless,
yeah.
Unless you're one of the select few who just gets blessed with millions and millions of dollars when you're born and you're automatically out of the rat race.
Yeah, but we've also
congrats.
Touched on
but, like,
that,
for
though.
Me, I'm not that fortunate to where I can just escape it with the snap of my finger. Like,
but
I do have to work for
we've
it.
We've talked about that, though, where it's like the people in that position end up being more upset in the end because they didn't have to work. Like,
it's not worth it.
If Miller
yeah.
or, like, me or you as well, like, achieve that, like, achieve, like, our dreams, so to speak, that's going to be 10 times more rewarding than someone who just was handed money from the start.
Yeah.
Because it's like we had to work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you hear a bunch of famous people saying, you know, like, enjoy the process. That's the
yeah.
best part of,
yeah.
of, like, making it, I guess, if that makes any sense. But it does.
It gives it value.
It's the hustle, exactly.
It gives it value in the end, you know? But, I mean, like, I you know, like, I said, I'm glad that you that
like
you
your
said
position,
that.
Like mm-hmm. in your position, like you don't do you see yourself staying at that job that you have?
It's so weird. I always I this is the constant struggle
you
I
keep
have
thinking about it, right?
Where it's like the thing is I know if I stay where I'm at, like and like I stay in the company, not that I'm going to stay where I'm at cuz obviously I'm going to get promotions whatever. That's just how it works in the company, right? that I work at. It's a huge company. It's like there's a pathway up to a certain point, right, where you could be really successful in the long term, where like I'll be comfortable, I'll be living comfortable.
That's
and
the
like
point. Yeah.
And like I won't have to worry about money like mm-hmm. ever. I really haven't, but like at the same time it's like I've been set up to where I have it to where
you
like if I'm smart I'll be so
yeah.
comfortable and mm-hmm. I don't have to worry
exactly.
about it. But then the other side of it is like fuck, like I kind of want more, you know, like I don't really want to do this. How am I going to feel like in this amount of time? That's why I said like graduating was so important for me, because I want to start like exploring stuff on the side
while you do the job.
While I do the job
yeah.
that I'm at, to see like maybe there's
what
something
other options
else.
Do
yeah.
you have?
Mm-hmm. I want to give my, cause like with the, when I was going to school, it was work. I'd work during the day, class at night, work during the day, class at night. And you don't have time to do anything
yeah,
else, you know?
Cycle.
So it's like, and that's why like you're always thinking like, all right, well I could follow this one path, but then I'm like, I'm stuck in this corporation where like the way I compare it is like those stupid fucking mindless games that are on the phone where you could like start your own business or whatever, like fake business. And it's like, you're just like one of those characters, like, oh, hire an employee.
Yeah.
You know, like you're one of the employees, like an NPC or whatever,
yeah.
you know,
NPC,
like, it's like, it's really like, it's, that's what it reminds me of. And it's like, yeah, there's benefit to doing that, right? Because it's less risk, but at the same time, it's like less reward. But then it's like trading off what it, like, I know if I do that, like when I'm older, I'll be satisfied because like I'll have like my family set up and stuff and all that. But like, I would have never like fulfilled something that I really wanted, like what I wanted to do with my life, you know, mm-hmm. not just like what I want to do for my kids and like my family legacy. It's like, I want to like make a drastic change,
yeah.
you know, that's kind of what it comes down to. But
so yeah, that's a positive one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Let's hear the negative.
One. Yeah.
It's so stupid, bro.
I don't care.
The Animal Kingdom pod, bro. Two facts. How do you think 100 humans, you said?
100 humans.
With a whale, you think 100 humans is going to win?
Yeah.
No. Bro, let's be real here.
So wait, did I say, I want to know about this. This is, did I say that, what could you use to kill
you
it?
You said like a knife.
Knives.
Right?
They all
knife?
Had like a knife. Yeah.
Yeah. 100 people.
Like a butcher knife.
Like
a Bowie knife.
Like
type
I said,
deal.
No, the reason why I said that is because like whales aren't aggressive. That's my point. All right,
but
like,
if a whale feels it's poking, someone poking at it, you don't think it's going to just flop around or just do something? You think it's just going to take it?
Can we look up how thick a whale's skin is? This is actually
that's what I'm saying.
Kind of knife
yeah.
here.
No, because that's what I was saying. Because that's what I said.
Yeah,
right?
You did say that.
I said, bro, they need harpoons to pierce this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I showed you the picture of the
yeah.
harpoon, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, but I want to. Can we just like, how thick is a whale's skin? Can you like?
I mean, skin maybe, but the blubber, like that's the
yeah.
thing.
I don't think it'll feel it. And what type of knives are we talking about?
Yeah, that's the... I mean, like, let's just say, like, generic.
2 to 8 inches thick. No, like a Bowie knife.
That's
like a fucking
see,
6
like,
to 8
see,
inch
See, like,
Bowie
now that...
Knife.
Here's what I think, though, to a certain degree. Like, I don't think that they're... If, all right, let's say the whale gets... That's why I said, like,
the
if an
orca... The
blubber
can get
if
up
an,
to 10 inches thick.
If an orca...
Yeah,
like, if it was...
It's
I,
over.
But, I, but if, an, if it's an orca, though, like, different story. Because, like, also, I could see where you're coming from in terms of, like... We're out of our element. We're in
their
water.
Yeah.
You know, we're in their home. So, like, it's tougher for us to, like, get around, you know? And, like, and they could swim.
But there's no shot, though, bro. There's no shot.
Well, like, if they're... But that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's an orca, they're aggressive. They'll eat you. No problem. But, like, a whale... Whales aren't, like...
I think we also mentioned, like, what about, like, 100, like, top men's... Polo. That's what it is, right? In the water?
Oh, like, what
water professional polo? Swimmers?
What's the shit? No,
oh,
but
no,
not
water
just
polo.
Swimmers.
Water
polo. Like,
no,
like those motherfuckers
no,
in the fucking
no, water
against
polo,
the whale.
Water polo, they could hold their breath and they can maneuver super well underwater.
That's what I'm saying. And they're strong motherfuckers.
So you're talking
water.
About elite athletes, 100 of
elite
them with fucking 100. Knives.
I think they could do it because what I'm saying is like, okay,
I mean,
the whale.
Yeah, I guess it changes.
If you, get,
it
if you get onto the whale's back, let's say you stab him. And you get a hold on to him, you just keep going in, like just trying to
But that's
dig,
what I'm saying.
Dig,
you think
dig,
the whale
in.
Is just going to be like, yeah, stab me, bro? Like,
Like, God. These guys are getting their hips out of the water and they're not jumping. That's just from their feet kicking. Like, they don't touch the ground. You know that, right?
I don't know that. Have you ever seen water polo? I've played water polo back in my...
But have you seen, like, professional in the Olympics water polo? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, those guys are fucking nuts.
I watch volleyball, though, in the Olympics.
They're nuts. These guys are nuts. But, like...
I wouldn't doubt it.
But I could see what... Let's say, for example, the whale was super aggressive. Like, I don't think the whale's gonna... Even if you're trying to kill it, I don't think whales get, like... try to eat you, like, as a defense mechanism. I feel like they're more like
just shrug you off.
Like, they just try to, like, they'll swim away or something, you know, which in so that's why I almost feel all like right.
What are we doing here?
This is not what I was looking for.
Yeah. I mean, that's women's.
Bro, come on. That's
fucking... Here's the man. Look at this. They're just like, they're swimming and they're getting so like...
But that's so hard, like...
Like, they're treading water and swimming.
Yeah, because you're not touching the ground.
And getting up and throwing, like...
I don't know, they're not gassed.
Look at the keeper.
Yeah, how's he doing that?
His waist is above the water. Uh-oh. Oh, look,
he's going up.
Hey, that's not a he.
Or she. Look at that, though. Like, she's like...
Oh, keeper, you suck.
Paul, the most controversial host.
Of all time. Like,
I'm talking these people. No, the women could definitely, like, annihilate me.
Yeah, that's water polo.
100%.
I don't think any of us could play water polo.
Yeah, no.
Second one.
All right.
Bear versus elephant. What were you thinking?
What the hell were you thinking? That I said bear?
That you said bear?
Because bears are, like, fucking aggressive.
No, both are bloodlusted. We said both are bloodlusted.
We did the facts. How much does an elephant weigh?
Like
10,000,
but like, how's the elephant gonna kill the bear?
Stomp
like
it.
Blood.
Yeah,
lusted.
But like, elephants are nowhere
we'll
near
say
as
like,
quick
we'll
as
say
a bear.
9,000.
Bears
pounds.
Are way quicker.
Elephants are the smartest animals in the world.
They are, but
they will dog the bear. Dog it.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, I don't know.
9,000 compared to 600.
Yeah, but the bears are so much quicker. That's my point.
So what and do you think, like, the bear's gonna, like, just maneuver around
slice
the elephant
its Achilles.
Every day?
If he gets behind the elephant or, like, on the side and, like, just starts clawing at it, they're strong enough to get through, like, to kill an elephant easily.
Come on,
I think.
Paul.
Listen, if you listen, no, listen. You're right, but if they fought 10 times, the bear might do that. One out of those other 10 times.
We'll give it 2, bro.
We'll give you two.
We'll be
so
nice.
If they just go at it, the odds...
I don't think so.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Like, you're thinking this bear has done research on an elephant and knows its weaknesses. I'm saying you
bears
take a fucking
smart.
African elephant and you take a fucking brutal fucking bear and you drop him, a fucking grizzly bear, and you drop him in a fucking...
Or a polar bear.
A ring.
Yeah, but bears... Bears are fucking predators.
Though. Polar bears, black bears.
How
I don't
much
care.
Is a polar bear weigh? Am I?
I think polar bears are the scariest.
Yeah,
ones.
No, they say polar bears are like
900, almost 1,000. So we'll say a fucking bloodlusted polar bear, pick 'em, drop 'em. Bloodlusted elephant from Africa, pick it, drop it. The polar bear is not winning.
I think the polar bear wins.
Bro, one good
neutral
stomp
climate.
From that elephant, one good stomp from that elephant, bro.
Yeah, but like, how high could they get before, like, the bear could just get to their vital organs?
Bro, it's going to do this, and it's going to go get shit on.
How tall
and then
is
it's going to put all its weight on it, and it squishes it.
How tall is that bear standing up?
That's... Standing.
8 feet. On hind legs.
Oh.
8 feet. The tallest.
No,
so
no,
we'll
but male
7.
At shoulder. Look up male standing.
I think the females might be bigger.
Half the
feet. 10 feet when standing. Never mind, I capped. 10 feet.
That's wild.
And then what about like an elephant?
Elephant. But they're not going to stand on 2 legs.
Well, obviously, but they could. They do.
10 feet.
In the circus.
Okay.
10 feet at shoulder.
Yeah, but elephants... Elephants don't really go on their hind legs, you know?
But they could in
but
the
my,
circus.
My
they
point,
do it in the circus.
My point
they stand
is,
on,
yeah, yeah.
They stand
my
on
point
balls
is
in the circus.
The elephant gets up like this, right? The elephant's up on his 2 hind legs. By the time he gets back down, the bear is quick enough to where he's not going to just be under there and do nothing. Like, he'll claw at the elephant's fucking vital organs.
That's what bears do, because bears are killers.
How long do you think that bear's gonna take?
Yeah, but an elephant could be a killer.
To kill an elephant.
It won't take long to injure it, though.
It's got thick skin.
What about a lion versus a bear?
Oh, no. Bears got it.
Bears got the lion. Yeah.
Bears are super aggressive, like, killers.
But a cat is even more agile.
They are more agile, but bears, like, don't just have their, like, mouth like a lion does. Mm-hmm. Like, the dangerous thing about bears is, like, what they say is, like, if you get attacked by a bear, why you need to get crawled in, like, fetal position. Like this, is because bears want to get to your organs and they'll claw at, like, your...
Like that fucking movie, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. So they use their claws to try to dismember
their...
The
first website says bear. Not even
close. Because they try to dismember, like... They try to immobilize, like, their target.
Yeah, bears got that unlocked.
Because, I mean, they are, they're trained killers. That's what they are. And, I mean, so are lions, too. So, like, if you told me, like, oh, multiple lions versus a bear, then maybe, you know, because, like, but lions don't hunt in packs, right? Or, no, tigers don't. Tigers are solo hunters.
Aren't tigers stronger than lions, though?
Yes, tigers are stronger than lions, but tigers are solo hunters. They hunt by themselves.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think lions might be as well. I've watched shit on this. Like,
okay.
You know.
So anything else?
That's about it.
No other comments?
I could see the first one. Okay, fine. But the second one, I stand by my bear comment.
Come on, bro.
No, I'm going to stand by my bear.
That's dumb.
You guys could call me dumb. We need, like, an animal expert on here to, like settle this. Like, a real expert. I don't mean, like, some girl, like, watch, like, 50 documentaries.
Like a zoologist.
Like, yeah, like, someone like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, if you guys, you know, your parents know a zoologist, we want them on 2D Podcast.
Please.
You know our Instagram, at 2D Podcast. Shoot us a DM.
Or someone who's like real, like a professional in like animal research or something. Something. Yeah.
We need a pro here. We need a doctor. A real doctor. Not Dr. Lee.
Yeah.
Dr. Lee.
A true doctor.
Yeah.
Great pod,
yeah.
By the way.
Fantastic.
Dr. Lee. That was a great pod.
Facts.
That was my favorite. We'll get to it. Okay, so similar to the Griner situation that we took a couple weeks to get back to. We kind of touched on the World Cup, USA, Poland.
Wait, before that, you want to touch on Vistula real quick?
Okay, yeah. You want to talk about... All right, well...
Yeah, no.
We'll keep it...
Because Miller started bringing up some soccer stuff. And then... I want to get into the other stuff, obviously. That's mandatory, but...
Yes.
The Vistula stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are still in the team?
Yeah.
So, it's winter break. A while ago, you guys were talking about it on the pod. Against... you guys were supposed to versus Philadelphia Union?
No. That's not what we said. We said that's a possibility, but we'll explain. Like, so what we were part of was like the USA version of the FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So like basically what happens is like all the pro teams get put into one tournament and they just play like the FA Cup, you know, all levels. And like, you know, like the MLS teams come in like the third round.
Mm-hmm.
And before the tournament starts, they have 9 spots for amateur teams. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just like us, or like amateur semi pro. So, like, you were talking about Carney Scots. Yeah. They're technically semi pro. We're the highest level of amateur. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not really, no one really gets paid. Yeah. Right? But, like, we're all considered like qualification teams. So, 109 teams start in qualifying. And, like, you just play down, you know, you keep going until there's 9 teams left and they get in. So, like, last time we spoke, there's 18 teams left in the qualifying. We had the last game. If we win, we're in the tournament.
Okay.
So then we're starting to play, like, USL 1 and USL teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, or USL 1 teams. That's how it starts. And then USL championship teams come in the second round.
And that's way before the MLS, right?
Yeah, yeah. MLS is third round. So, okay. Like, we would still, if we won that game, we would need to win 2 more games before we play an MLS.
Potentially play an MLS team.
That would be fire,
though. Yeah. But, like, I mean, we knew that was, like, a tough task. I mean, we pulled off, I would say, aside from Jackson, like, the other 2 games were, like, pure upsets, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, teams that, like, are in way better leagues.
The first one, Percipient, they get paid to play. Like, yeah, they all get paid like $300 a game type shit. What? And we don't get paid. We beat them. One's a crazy game.
So, like,
crazy game.
We
So, can I jump into a little bit further explanation? So, he talked about getting into the main tournament. We had to win four. It was 128, I believe, teams that started. 118 teams that started. And we played four rounds. And we won our first three games, and we were playing in the last one. And then,
Lansdowne, yeah, we lost them. I mean, they were, listen.
Like, that was probably the best team we've played against ever. Yeah. Since I've been at...
It was 2-0.
Since I played at Vistula.
We lost 2-0. I mean, like... Best team we played against. Like, I mean, the thing is,
and
like...
And it fucking sucked, because I was playing well, and, like, they scored... Their first goal they scored...
No, so it was like...
unfortunate.
It was, like, last second of the half.
So,
like,
basically... Oh, there he is.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back our former employee, Juan.
Juan Zapata. What
was that? So, yes, yeah, so, I mean, they were... I mean, a lot of the teams we played, granted... Oh, no, the goal. Sorry, the goal. Yeah, it was, like, last second of the first half. Like, we're holding up. We're 0-0? Yeah, 0-0 defensive. Like, this was, like, literally how we would play against these teams. It was, like, you have to be smart. Like, play defensively. Like, not necessarily park the bus, but, like, pretty much. Like it would be, like, park the bus, and then, like, I would have to, like...
Like, counter...
Try to do something. Yeah.
And they would always... It's just, and, like, we didn't have anything built in building forward, nothing.
I mean, that's, like... But that's... A lot of times, that's how it is for most of the game. Like, we have to... We kind of have to manage the game, like, how it comes. Because if we try to, like, play ourselves... We're gonna get picked apart easily.
Yeah, we did.
You know, so like,
last minute.
They put in a great ball.
Well, we got the foul. The foul happened first.
Oh yeah, remember? It was a bullshit fucking foul
outside the box. Like, the ball's out. He gets tapped. He falls down. He's been going down to ground earlier, so he was one, and he gets the foul. So they get a cross. We clear it out.
Yeah.
But then they whip back in a second cross, and the ball's probably just outside the six in the corner, and I see the guy there, so I shift over. I choose to stay on my line and just react to his header, and I'm shifting over, and he heads it literally top corner.
Yeah,
correct, like, me if I'm wrong, but,
no, but like,
any more to the left or up, it would have hit the post.
Yeah,
probably
no,
still went in, but he
slotted. I mean, like, no, the ball the guy put in was, like, perfect, and, like, the way we...
Right to his
and
head.
And we kind of, like, I don't want to say we fell asleep, but we kind of did, because, like... The way we stepped out, like, we left guys open on the back. So it was, like, basically 3v2 on the back post.
Damn.
So, like, they got... One guy got
and
free,
I
one
think
the header.
Looking back, I could have gone out to get it. But I chose to stay on my line
but
to
he,
react. And
he
fucking...
whipped it. I don't know if you would have gotten to it because he
that's
whipped
what I'm
the ball.
It
and, like,
ball
it was
in.
It was, like, a...
That's why I chose,
like,
to
perfect
stay,
ball.
But...
And so, like, we go into the half, 1-0
Bro,
down. And then
this is the biggest kick in the fucking nuts. Is when you get scored on, and before they even bring it back, the ref blows the whistle for halftime. Like, they didn't even put the ball in the middle. They were celebrating, and he called it as halftime.
Was this the field that you guys were talking about where, like, you have to go, like, underground to, like, get into, like...
No. That was an away game. That was an away game. Yeah.
That sounded fucking dope.
Oh, yeah. That was a fire.
I would have felt like a pro.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
I mean,
that was a fun environment
like, it
to
was,
be in.
We have
especially because we played Jackson previously, and they were a bunch of fucking shitheads. That was the game, I don't know if I mentioned it, where the fucking kid kicked me. Like, easy ball for me to come out and collect. I went to ground to get it, and he was running onto it, but I got there, like, a full 2 steps before he was.
Right.
And you know how usually the striker would either jump over the goalie, try to avoid them? He fucking jumps to my right, my head's on the ground, and he hits his left shin against my forehead. Because I'm on the ground like this, and I should have protected myself, but, like,
yeah, but it's
no one's ever done that, like, but I should have thought about it, but... He fucking came and boom, right on my forehead.
God damn.
Crazy, bro. But then that kid did nothing the next game, so we were chirping that team heavy.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, like, we're like an amateur team. We just, like, I mean, that was just a cool thing, because, like, we had a chance, you know.
The
school, like,
is good, though, bro. Ever since I remember fucking, I don't know if you know Damian Kaloja.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Of course.
He used to play in Vistula. I used to play in Den Alliance. Every time we played them, bro, we just get fucking dogged, bro.
My brother played
bunch
on
Polish
on Damian.
Kids.
Yeah. That's how I knew Damian.
Bunch of Polish kids, just tall as fuck, athletic.
Yeah.
But now it's like, the team, our adult team, it's like, a lot of the guys are Polish, but it's also, like, super, like, we started bringing in other guys, you know, like that. And that started, like, a couple years ago. When like, the team was, it's like, a couple years ago, the team was about to, like, fall apart. Like, and so, like, the older guys, like, told, like, my brother, who was like, I don't know, like 17 or 18 at the time, to start bringing in like his former teammates and stuff. So like he started doing that, and then like they brought in like, it would always be like, no, it would be all Polish guys. There'd be like one or two like foreigners. And then like they started, then we started saying like, all right, bring your, like bring your friends, whatever. So like now it's like a lot of the team isn't Polish, you know, like.
Yeah, but it's still, bro, I'd say minimum 50% is still Polish descent on the team. Yeah, maybe not starters, but the totality of the team is, the core is Polish for sure still. But yeah, so the second goal, probably maybe 10 minutes into the second half.
Own goal?
Yeah.
Own goal. Man, unfortunate. Just, that's just a heartbreaker.
I mean, like, you know, they put in a low cross and our guy,
I was diving to the right and our guy tried to kick it and he kicked it the other way. I was diving to get it. Like, I was going to get to it. I forget if I yelled, if I called for it, but I feel like I did.
I didn't even see it happen because, like, I had, like, two guys standing in my way and then I just saw, like...
But it sucked because, bro, I was making... I'm not trying to gas myself up, bro, but I was making hella breakaway saves, bro.
No, because... Hella breakaway saves. I mean, those are probably the most active games you had. Because, like, you were...
Oh, for sure.
Because, like, I mean, the other team's attacking. Like, Caruso's always, like...
Yeah.
Active. Yeah, like, you're doing something all... Whether... Even if it wasn't... Even if they were missing, he's... You, how many goal kicks do you take, like, those games?
Bro, that's the fucking part that I fucking hate the most. I pulled my fucking quad... halfway through the first half. I even told Chris. So, and you could tell, like, I kept trying to take sixes, but they kept, like, going low and falling away. Like, I inswung it.
Yeah.
And I asked Chris to take it, but sometimes he would just go up and I would have to take it myself. But my punts were still good.
Yeah, one thing we always do, like, Caruso always, like, does it, is, like, he'll get it and it'll be quick transition. I'll start running.
Just a counter.
And especially in those games, it happens because we don't attack a lot. So, like, I'm like, you get the chance, go for it. Because that causes, like, problems, you know? The defenders are bad. I mean, they handled it well.
Bro, that's the unfortunate part, bro. Their center backs were handling
it. I mean, those...
Because mostly we're playing against team. Like, the center back doesn't know what to do. It goes over their head because Paul tries to, like, play tight. And then he does, like, a little spin move and gets around him. And then he's on.
What's the age limit?
He's making a run.
The eight, it's open, but... when I turned 18, the year after, they changed it to, like, you have to be 18 to play. Because, like, I started playing when I was 14 for the adult team, you know? But, like, they don't do that anymore. If you're, like, the guy who runs the team, he's been playing, he's 39. And he's still playing.
He's one of our best players. Yeah,
He's eligible. Oh, he got drafted to the MLS.
Bro.
39 years old?
Yeah. He's 39 years old.
Dude, he's got a picture with Pele.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
that's another thing. Big R.I.P. That's how that came up. No, he's like, I mean, he got drafted to the MLS out of college. And like he was like bouncing on rosters and stuff. And like he ended up playing, like, semi-pro for a long time. The team we played against that we lost to, he got paid to play for them, like, a couple times, too. Like, he used to play, like...
Pele.
Which one?
Pele. That's Karsh up there.
It's him?
Yeah.
What position? He played defense?
No.
When he was younger, we have one guy who keeps track of stats, like, this older guy who just does it and writes articles in Polish. And, like, there's, like, top scorers of all time, like, in the league, you know? I just came into second now.
Yeah.
I'm in second now with 60.
60 goals?
Yeah, like career in
Vistula.
In Vistula, like,
so you're like top two right now?
I'm top two. Now I'm second. He's number one. He's double, he's at 120, like around 120.
Damn.
He's
39 years old.
Yeah, he is. I first started playing when I was like 14, 15, I used to not play striker on the team because he was the striker. And like he would score like 3-4 goals a game. Like, you know, like those, he would do that like every game, like score like what I do, like now, you know, like.
What is he, Polish?
He's Polish, but like it's weird. Like he speaks super broken Polish because his like family's Polish, but he was born in the U.S. He speaks super broken Polish, but he understands it completely. You could talk to him, no problem, right?
Karsh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he would have been able to speak perfect.
Well, like no, he'll speak it, but like it rarely, sounds, rarely, okay. like
not much, you know, like, if guys would talk to him in Polish, like, it, when it was, like, the old days, like, the guys would talk to him in Polish, he would respond in English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like that, but...
It's a shitty way to get knocked out, though.
Yeah, man, but, I mean, it's fun.
You know what else is a shitty way to get knocked out? Losing to Morocco.
Going to Saudi Arabia.
To cashing out.
Yeah, that's what it is. Cashing out on the career. I guess, Miller, you want, give. I guess, so now, here's the big question, right? Is the GOAT debate over?
100%. I feel like if you still think Ronaldo is the GOAT, it's just because you're either obsessed with him or you're Portuguese.
Yeah.
There's just no more debate, bro.
Let's be
serious.
There can't be.
Let's be serious. Lionel Messi solidified himself in the World Cup, won the cup.
Deservedly so.
He did. Because here's my thing. That was a wild final, though.
But a wild tournament, right? And I think that you hear in World Cups past, especially when they lost in the final 2 World Cups ago.
Yeah, in 2014.
Two World Cups ago.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that I heard is Messi falls away in big moments.
Yeah.
When they got knocked out of the last tournament, when they lost, he was nowhere to be seen in the game. Right? That was always his thing. I think everybody was shocked after the Saudi Arabia game. But even when I watched that game, because I watched the full game, I was like, Messi played well.
Yep.
He played well. He was involved. And he was never negative. You know, he really never was. Mm-hmm. He was always positive. And then you see the rest of the tournament. In every single game, there is at least one, probably more times, 3, 4, one of those classic Messi moments.
Yeah.
Where he's taking guys on, where he's dribbling, where he's finishing where he should, taking a shot that he should, making guys look silly.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in the final, he showed up as well.
Yeah, he showed up.
Throughout the whole game, ups, downs, didn't matter. He was there, he was supportive, he was a captain. And he proved himself as the greatest.
Well, those guys all say, like the Argentina guy said, that they wanted to win it for him. Die for him.
Everybody was behind him.
Isn't that insane?
The whole team.
And
that's
like,
fucking love,
and that goes
bro,
to show
insane.
Like how much of a leader like he was to them, because they always said like when he talks like everyone shuts up
for real.
You know, and but the thing is, you make such a valid point. Like every game he was.
Like making plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Insane.
And he was, and I know everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, we scored X amount of penalties," but the stuff that he was doing, like the Netherlands game, like the assist he had, like he just showed up every game and made plays, like just made stuff happen, and that's to me, like that's what makes like, that's what separates like the best players, you know, like someone who makes, and not to say this is again going back to the Ronaldo point. Not to say that there's any knockout. Ronaldo's done it his whole career. But, like, obviously he's 37. Like, there comes a point where it doesn't last forever, right? And as a man, I mean, Miller, you're a Man United fan just like me. We saw it, like, people were upset with how, like, Ronaldo was treated at the end, right? Here's what I think about it. It's like, when I watched him play, though, he's not the same. Yeah, he's not the same anymore. And it's like maybe it is time to move on, like, to a certain degree.
Like, he's still athletic, like, but I feel
like...
Yeah,
no, but no, you could see there's times, like, now, where he wants to do something,
but
and his body doesn't do it.
He can't, bro.
Like, he can't, like, the way he sees it, what he's doing, like, he's trying to do, like, it's, like, he's so used to doing it a certain way, and he can't
his
do
body
it anymore.
Won't let him, bro.
Yeah, his, like, just, a, like, a split second too slow.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the difference. Like, he was always known for, like, towards, like, he adjusted his, like, career, like, his playing style so well to fit, like, him aging to where, like, he just became super effective as, like, a striker, right?
Yeah.
One of the most incredible players in the box, I think. No, I think in the box, he's
the
best player ever.
In the box, he's the most lethal fucking player ever.
Ever. Like, his movement.
That one fucking clip of him jumping over that, I forget. He was on Juventus, but I forget who they were playing against.
No.
When the bicycle kicks alone, but when his fucking dick was at
the guy's
fucking
face.
Head,
and
he fucking just went over him and fucking just glided. It looked like he was flying. The bicycle kick as well against
Juventus.
It was against Juventus.
When he was on,
because I remember it was Buffon in net. It was Juventus. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, like it's just. the sheer athleticism, like that's the comparison, right? Mm-hmm. You have hard work versus talent, right? Messi is talent. He just has it, right? He has the technique. He has strong willpower. Obviously, he had to work hard.
He had to work hard.
He obviously had to work hard. Don't get me fucking wrong. But like the things he does, you don't see that in anybody else.
You can't teach
Ronaldo
that.
Is the hardest worker ever. And he busted his ass to get to where he is. And he, a lot of his attributes are due to his athleticism, being tall, being able to jump high, being able to run fast, being quick with his feet.
And being super intelligent. Like, I always bring up the final.
His IQ is wild.
Against Juventus. Like, when Madrid played Juventus, Ronaldo's on Madrid. When they were wearing the purple jerseys, Ronaldo scored two that game. If you watch his two goals, the movement that he would make
genius.
Was just the second goal. I remember watching it, and Modric had the ball right on the line, and Ronaldo just goes like everyone's kind of like, you know, like following the ball in the box, and he full sprint to the front post before Modric is even about to cross it.
Yeah,
and right as he's about to cross it, Ronaldo's full sprint in. Passes up everyone right at the near, like gets like perfect timing. Modric puts it in and he's there, fucking finishes it. Yeah. And people don't like, you look at that, it's like, oh, that's a goal, but like,
but he's creating his movement, his goal. He's creating
like
it.
His movement in the box created so many goals for him. And it like I said, in the box, best player of all time. But Messi just created more for everyone around him. Like,
that makes the other thing. Players better,
100%. Exactly. Like, Ronaldo. That's just not what he was, like, towards the end of... Even it's for sad, most of his career.
Do you think he made the right move going to Saudi?
Like, we briefly talked about this before we started.
Yeah, but we wanted to cut it short.
Yeah, so this is what
I
said.
Let's get into it.
I think that no matter what he does... This is why I don't hate on it as much as a lot of other people. No matter what he does from here on out, whoever thinks Ronaldo's the best player of all time is always going to think that. Whoever thinks Messi's the GOAT, like, unless Ronaldo were to even, like, win a World Cup. A lot of the people, like, before the World Cup, this is actually a question I was going to ask. Before the World Cup, how'd you feel about the GOAT debate?
Honestly, I honestly thought Messi was the GOAT still.
Yeah,
Messi. I did too. And as soon as the World Cup started, I knew Argentina was going to win the World Cup. Just because they had such a wild squad. They haven't lost since 2019. And even when they lost against Saudi Arabia, I still thought they were going to win the World Cup. Just... I guess a little
really?
Bump.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. I mean, come on. Argentina.
You know what they
wild.
Had? They had the character. That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, this time, I think that in years past, they've had a good squad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this time, they like those guys all wanted to die on the... Like, you could see it. Like, they cared so much. Like,
even in the final, bro, Argentina was dominating, bro. Dominating for, like, how long? Like, 20 minutes?
Like,
second half.
70 minutes into the game.
Just
or,
dominating.
Like, until... Like, and this was also another point I was going to make. Messi's the best... I think Messi's... In this World Cup, Messi solidified himself as the best player of all time.
Of all time,
in my opinion. But... Mbappe solidified himself as the best player in the world.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
In the world?
In the world.
Right now?
Yeah. Right now. I don't think there's
anyone... What about Haaland?
What about Haaland, bro?
No.
Come on.
Because... And here's my argument against Haaland. And look, Haaland's number two.
Nah, bro. He's doing it in the Prem.
Yeah, no, I agree. But
in
what
the
I
prem, make
what
it
I
look
what I watch, like, there was a moment right in the final, right? Mbappe. I mean, first of all, he's 23, hat trick in the final. Like, we gotta like take a moment to like consider that in itself, like a hat trick in the World Cup final. 23
plus penalties.
Yeah,
right. Dude, 3 PKs though, if you want to count 4 goals.
Yeah, but I mean, like at. I watched him. There was a moment in the 120th minute where he cut up 3 guys, and like they just blocked the shot in the last. Like it was before like that last sequence where they missed the shot.
He was
coming on
the end line.
Where
Emi Martinez,
on the end line, cut, like
ripping guys.
Like, just and last second they got a block off. If he scored that. I don't know, like, if Messi won the golden ball, I would have been so pissed.
Yeah.
And if France won. Like, honestly, because I knew Messi was going to win the golden ball no matter what.
Yeah.
He was going to get it.
Yeah.
Because Mbappe was going to get the golden boot because of that. But what Mbappe, like, did, I watch him and he just looks, like, dangerous. Now, who plays more sustainably, Haaland or Mbappe? I think Haaland is more sustainable in the way he plays just because, like,
He's got that striker.
Yeah, build, and bro. he doesn't necessarily rely. He is super athletic, but like a lot of it comes down to like striker instinct, like kind of like Ronaldo, where like he doesn't have to rely on his quickness. Like Mbappe's so quick and fast. Like how long could you sustain that for? You know, that's the only thing. But in my opinion, I think Mbappe is the best player in the world, right? That's what I think the World Cup.
I think he showcased that at the World Cup.
He's definitely going to be the future goat.
It depends. It really depends.
We have to appreciate this World Cup because the best player showed up.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Because, you know, you always see, like, what's the talking point? It's always, like, every World Cup, there's a player that, like, comes out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
You know, stands out.
And I wouldn't say that he came out of the blue, though.
No, that's my point. This World Cup, it was the stars that showed up and played the best. Like, that's what we're talking about afterwards. Messi and Mbappe in that final. That was, like, the best final. And it was the best.
It was the best final I've ever watched.
I would say it's one of the best World Cups, if not. I think it's the best World Cup I've ever watched.
That game right there, though, was the best final that could have happened for soccer as a sport for other fans. Because people watch the World Cup. What has it been the last couple World Cups? Obviously, France won 5-2 against, like, dog Croatia, whatever. But before that, it was 0-0 until extra time.
Yeah,
Argentina versus Germany. And it wasn't peak.
The PK shootouts in the knockout stage. There was a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying like in 2014.
Oh, 14.
The final. I'm talking about the finals because everyone watches the final, right? Yeah. Brandon, the people watch the final. It was 0-0 until extra time. And then 2010, Spain won against Netherlands. 0-0 until extra time.
That was a crazy game, though.
Yeah, I mean it was, but here's my thing. It's like. Just random people want to see like action.
Excitement.
And it's like in the finals, no one wants to make a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
That's why even like I was so happy Argentina scored like the PK because I was like, now like things have to open up off the rip, you know? And it's like, all right, now let's see what happens. They scored 2-0. I was like, oh fuck, like what's going to happen? And then Mbappe scored.
Bang, bang.
When he scored the second one, I screamed. I was like, oh fuck. Like, because I was like, this is it.
No, man. That kid was special, bro. Because I was talking about after he scored a PK, I was like, somebody's like, no, it's over. It's whatever. I said, 2-0 is the most dangerous scoreline.
Exactly what my
Boom.
Dad said.
Boom.
Yep.
Hits a fucking sidewinder, falling away, cross net, bottom fucking corner.
He could have taken a touch.
He said, fuck it, I'm burying this shit. And he fucking said, oh my God. Like,
at the end of it. I swear to God. I told him to come Manchester United.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
We could use him.
That would be crazy, bro. Imagine Haaland.
Oh yeah. That's like the new Messi-Ronaldo rivalry right there.
Yeah.
It's Mbappe, Haaland.
That'd be
crazy.
We
gotta see him in the same league.
That'd be nice.
But I mean, yeah, no, I think Messi, at this point, like, no one's gonna change their opinion now. That's why, going back to the Saudi Arabia point, no one's gonna change their opinion. So, like, what else does Ronaldo have to prove at 37 years old? I don't think he really has much. So, like, him going to Saudi Arabia is just like, okay, I've done what I can. I'm 37. I think he also realizes in his head, like, he's not the same. As much as, like, it seems like maybe he does, I think this move shows that within himself, he's done.
You think he retires there?
No.
You don't think he comes to the MLS?
That's what I was saying, bro. And that's why I was low-key a little upset. So sad, because I remember seeing an interview of him. I don't know if it popped up anywhere.
It was 2015,
And he was like, at the end of my career, I don't want to just, you know, go to, like, a Saudi or a Qatar team just cash out.
Or MLS. He said US
or
too.
Or the MLS. And bro, you know what I'm saying?
And he
sad,
did it.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's sad.
But it goes to show, like,
but
he doesn't have anything else to prove.
I think there was a lot of turmoil. Because, you know, we talked about his play and all this shit. But we mentioned it briefly. But let's look at what happened in the last couple games where he got benched.
Yeah.
And that disconnect.
What's your opinion on that?
I want to talk about it, right? Because listen, you have this guy who, in my opinion, is the only reason why Portugal has been relevant for this long.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say that they're starting to get pieces.
Yeah,
they're starting to get more pieces. But to me, really, it was him and Pepe. Yeah. Right? Those are the only two names that I knew on Portugal. And those were the guys. Yeah. Fucking fantastic guy up top, fantastic guy in the back. Those were their main pieces. Now, I've lost it with soccer. I used to know all the teams, all the players. Yeah. But for me, without Ronaldo, you don't really have anybody that's competing, that's winning Portugal these accolades. So the coach should understand that, for the love of God, this is his last World Cup. Yeah. Because it would just be a shit show if he came back. And I really don't think he will. And his choice going to Saudi proves that. But I'll get to that in a second. Right? So you get this guy who's done so much for this country. And it's his last shot at a World Cup. And he's, you know, this fucking guy's got an ego problem. Because he's fucking Ronaldo. And he's allowed to have that ego because of who he is. Right? You, even if you got to swallow your own pride as a coach, you got to give this guy his last shot to win his fucking World Cup. Right, and the guy, they did well. The other striker, I forget his name. Gonzalo he scored a fucking hat trick in the game. Yeah. And so you know what? Fucking God bless that kid. He did a great job. He showed up where he could. If you're under Ronaldo, what are you gonna fucking do?
21.
But the next fucking game, man, you proved your point.
I agree.
You're gonna bench him for what was it? 60 minutes.
Yeah. Who did they verse that game?
Morocco.
They versed Morocco. Yeah.
That's who
Morocco
they lost
when
to.
They lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I forget who the previous game was.
It was...
Croatia?
No.
No, because Croatia went to 70.
Oh, yes.
It was... Fuck. Switzerland.
Exactly. I forgot about that, but that's what I remember now. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He did a good job. He got his fucking World Cup moment. Put the kid away. Put Ronaldo in there. If Ronaldo stops playing like trash, now you have a viable reason to put this fucking wonder kid in.
Yeah.
But you don't start him again. And yes, you know, you're thinking, oh, well, it's Switzerland, it's Morocco. Watch how Morocco played that whole fucking tournament.
Yeah.
And this is why my earlier statement, this is my favorite fucking World Cup, is a thing. There's is my belief. Because yeah. There's so many fucking storylines, right?
Yeah.
Japan. Yeah. I'm a big anime fan. You guys know there's an anime called Blue Lock that's kind of about this. So TikTok was going crazy.
Quick point. Mbappe's goal looked exactly like the Blue Lock fucking goal.
Bro, but they had a Blue Lock goal. The fucking Japan team against against Spain. When they saved it against the end line, it matched up directly with the anime, and the TikTok was all over that, bro. But you also have Morocco, right? Morocco, the first African team that almost made it into the fucking semifinals.
They were the first African team
that made it to the semifinals. They didn't make it to the finals, right? So, like, that's such a big storyline. Nobody's even talking about Morocco before this. And then they're fucking winning games, left and right.
A lot of people had them going out of the group.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think USA played well as well. I think USA showed a new era, a new way of soccer.
Yeah, no, USA showed that they could play.
It's a different style than any other World Cup we've played before. We got shit on for losing to Trinidad, or not sealing against Trinidad and Tobago.
I feel like the best World Cup that the USA had was when Clint Dempsey was going off, when Tim Howard had that wild
against Belgium, 16 saves.
I think that's the best.
I think that's the best team we've ever had. I think that's the best team.
You don't think that's the best we've played?
I'm saying this is a brand new style because it's got to adjust, bro.
Teams are playing differently,
and the USA can't play kick and run bodies.
Yeah.
Right? Mike Bradley was our fucking center midfielder during that era, bro. Michael fucking Bradley, bro. That guy sucked.
Yeah.
The only reason he fucking played is because his father was the fucking coach. The only reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have those guys. And then, yes, I think if we had Clint and Landon in their prime play for this USA team, we would have made it out to the semis.
Well, yeah, I feel very confident. What did the USA lack?
An attack.
Strikers, bro.
Strikers. And what do we? Those are two top goal scorers.
That's it. Pulisic, to me, he proved to me that he can be that guy. And he got injured in the last game. So I feel like that's why he was a little bit weak. But I feel like he is that guy. But he just needs that extra piece to really, like Nino and fucking Rennie, you know?
Yeah.
Nino was fucking fantastic. But if he doesn't have Rennie, he doesn't look that good. And I'd say the same vice versa. If Rennie doesn't have Nino, how many fucking times is Nino feeding fucking Rennie a perfect ball for him to fucking one touch? So it's the tandem that makes them both great. I feel like Pulisic just needs that striker, and we don't fucking have that guy right now.
We're missing a piece.
We're missing that piece. Yeah, but I'm not shitting on Pulisic, and I'm certainly not shitting on fucking Nino. I want
to mention a point about the U.S. It's just before, in tandem. Before we get to, what was it before? Fuck.
The Portugal situation.
The Portugal situation, yeah. And then I'll let you talk about the Portugal situation. But U.S., the only reason why I disagree with you is because even when they played in 2014, there was no, like, USA was possessing like they haven't before. Like, everyone doubted the U.S. with their ability to, like, play, like, nice soccer, right? And this World Cup, the U.S. played good soccer. Like, even against the I think we outpossessed the Netherlands.
Yeah, we were touching it.
Like, and it was just quick, crisp pass. I was questioning Berhalter before the World Cup, but the way he had them playing, crisp passing, like, just, like,
possessing, like, bro.
Possessing. Possessing. That's what's different than all the other World Cups.
It's even, like, against we're, England. Like, yeah, even against England, we against, were fucking against possessing. England,
it was, like, we like, played really good soccer. Yeah. Like, just really good soccer. Just everyone get it. Touch, pass. Like, and and I think it has a lot to do with, like, our center midfield, too.
I love the midfield, bro.
Oh, my God.
Tyler Adams.
Tyler Adams, what a fucking dog. I was blessed to train with him.
I cannot believe you trained
granted,
with him.
Granted. I cannot believe you trained with him. He shit the bed first goal against Netherlands.
Yeah.
He fucking, that's the that's insane because he had such a great tournament, especially defensively. One mental lapse and against the pie.
Yeah, but that's the difference. It's like, what did Netherlands have that the U.S. didn't that game? It was production in the box. That's what it came down and production on the other side of the finish. Yeah, just
our
super
goal
clinical.
Was a fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah, it was
a joke.
It was like there, but like the
and he
US,
got blessed because
think about
the play
it.
Before he shit the bed.
Yeah,
the thing about it was like up to like the 18 or the final third, U.S. was the better team.
Yeah,
when it came to the final third, who won there? In our final third, when we were Netherlands, like they just they finished. That's what it came down to. They finished their chances.
So my question to you, I have a question to you.
Yeah.
Who did you support harder, Poland or USA?
USA.
Yeah.
And you never mentioned it. What's your nationality? Just give it a little shout out.
I'm Ecuadorian, but
full?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my God, I want to. We have to.
No.
We have to.
Come on, bro.
We have to.
What?
I've been waiting, and I'm so glad I remembered right at the last moment. So first off.
We'll let it run a little bit.
Was Ecuador... Was
Qatar?
Not in the World Cup.
We were in the World Cup.
They were?
Dude, what
who
you
did
mean?
You support harder? Ecuador or
Ecuador.
USA?
Bro, Ecuador. Okay. Both my parents are Ecuadorian.
So that's great. I forgot.
And you were born here? Or
I was born here.
Okay.
So can you tell the story, please?
What?
The ladies? The
oh
witches?
Oh my God, bro.
Listen to this. Can we wrap it up with this? This is the last. I want this to be the last story.
All right, yeah.
All right, so I was basically...
Listen to this fucking shit, bro.
I was basically... raised in Ecuador with my grandma when my parents had my sister. They couldn't afford two kids, obviously, so my dad sent me to live with my grandma. I was there for a while, and I don't know if you're familiar with things called brujeria. It's like how fuck gypsies.
Okay.
Gitanas, that's what it's called. Okay. Gitanas. They're like,
you want me
gypsies.
To pull up a video, a picture?
Yeah.
Gitana, or what should I
put? Gitanas.
That
HITA, yeah, Pujitanas. I don't know if it's gonna pull up. I don't know, bro. Let me explain the story. Anyways,
these women. What's the first word you said?
Gypsies.
No, that before that.
Brujeria.
How
but
you
that's
spell
like
that?
Brujeria. Bro, let me spell it.
Brujeria? This? The first one?
Brujeria, yeah. It's like witchcraft. It's like evil witchcraft, basically.
Okay.
Type shit like that. It's big in South America, bro. Big in South America.
So wait, how old were you right now? Like,
I want to say I was like 8.
Okay.
Okay. So, I remember it was the daytime, bro. It was the daytime. I was outside playing with my friend.
Like this shit, right?
With my cousin. Yeah. Some shit like that. So, it was the daytime. Everyone was out. I live like on a main road in Ecuador. So, my grandma has a salon. She cuts hair. So, it was me and my friend, we were playing outside, we were playing some shit called tazos, like some Ecuadorian thing. And all of a sudden, like, you just hear, like, I live on the Ave, all you hear is a bunch of fucking, like, not garages,
shutters.
It's like those like things you shut down to shut
shutters.
Down. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The metal grates.
Like exactly.
The shutters.
All you hear, bro, because there's a bunch of like businesses on that app.
Oh, like that shit. Yeah,
all you hear is fucking just a bunch of
them rolling.
Boom, 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 just rolling. Like down the street. And I'm not used to that. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I'm like looking down the street like mad curious. My friend dips inside the fucking house. Like dips inside the house. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's happening? I'm looking down the street. You see three women, bro. Three women. All you see is their eyes. Like, they're covered. They're covered. Never seen some shit like this. They're dressed in, like, bright colors. Like, the three of them are dressed in bright colors. So, they're walking down. And my grandma, like, she like, hears everything. So, she closes hers and she's at the door. She's screaming at me because they're getting closer. She's screaming at me, bro. She's like, Miller, entra la casa. Like, get inside. Yeah. Get the fuck inside. Like, screaming at me. And they're getting closer, right? And I'm, like, so confused. I don't know what I was, like, thinking, bro. Like, I was, like, trying to see what it was, like, squinting. And, like, these three ladies, bro, like, look at my eyes, bro. These women, like, were, like this. Like, they're walking at you and they're, like, oh, bro, like, come here. Like, you know, like, come here. And I'm, like, what the fuck is happening, bro? So they're getting closer and closer. Like, this would be, like, probably, like, they're far, like, to, like, the entrance of, like, Caruso's. Okay, like, you know, like, that's
to
the stairs.
Here?
Like, at the stairs to, like, here. They were, like, come here, you know, come here. Bro, and my fucking grandma
like
20 just
feet.
Yeah, my grandma just manages to come outside, grabs me by the arm, locks the door, bro. And like you see them, like they don't even like turn to look. They just keep walking, bro. My grandma smacks the shit out of me, like tells me like, "Yo, like what the fuck?" Beats my ass. Turns out, bro, these women, they'll grab your hand, right? And they'll put something on it. Like venom or like some shit like that. And like once you like touch your face, it's case. Like
you die,
you're like going down and like they either take you or some shit, bro. A week later, my friend told me that they found some girl in a lake dead with a gitana with her, like a gitana, like the one of the ladies with her. They found her dead, like literally dead. And my grandma was just like, this is like what happens. Like they're big out here. Like they try to get them. They're like, they're just people who try to like either like rob from you or just take your soul or just kill you or whatever, bro.
Some satanic ass shit.
Like, they just do stuff to your body and then they'll just leave you somewhere.
So, is it, like, vivid for you? Like, is that
dude,
moment vivid for
you?
It's
so vivid because you don't see nothing. You don't see their face,
but
you see
their
eyes.
But, like,
you
could put yourself in that setting right now.
Literally,
you could put yourself there.
Like, you just saw their eyes because their eyes, like, everything else but their eyes were showing. And the way they were, like, putting their eyes, bro, it's like, their eyes were just...
That's what I was going to say.
So big, bro. Like, so big. And, like you just, like the way their hands were, like, were just...
They were creepy
like,
looking.
So weird, bro. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, if you were there, you would, like, just talking about it gives me, like, chills. Because, bro, like, the way these women were just coming at you and they were just, like, you know, like, come here.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you just hear a bunch of just, like, negocios.
Like, because that's, like, the biggest thing. Like, that's
shutting,
the scariest part. Like,
everyone knows who these women
everybody,
are.
Everybody. Everybody's scared of these
fucking
people.
But here's, like,
my
question. Like, so you didn't know that this was a thing?
Yeah, no one prepped
I never
you.
Heard of it. But I was curious as a kid.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
all you heard
course,
was
you're...
a bunch of shit just closing. My friend dipped. But my friend was, like, at the door, like, looking. But he was screaming at me, telling him to come in. I don't know who I thought I was, bro. I was
you're
curious.
Like, fuck
well, I'm some American dumb
good
fucking
you.
Kid.
Yeah.
Just
so,
looking.
Wait, that's my question. I want some context. So, that was when you were 8?
Yeah.
When did
there.
You get to Ecuador? How old?
I want to say, like, how old? My sister is, like, 22. 20, I got to Ecuador probably, like, I was, like, 3 or 4.
Three or four. So you'd been there for about 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years. I came here.
How? And that was the first time you saw it?
That was the first
how,
time I saw
when
it.
Did you come to America again? How old? When did you leave Ecuador?
I got here, Garfield School is when I met Juan, fifth grade.
How old were you?
I don't fucking know.
12?
Well, fifth grade, you're like, yeah, like 11.
Fifth or sixth?
11. 12. Yeah, because, yeah. So 11 or 12.
Some shit like that. I don't remember.
14 is sixth.
What? Four? No, you're not. 14 is high
13,
school.
13, 14.
I think 16 is when you become, you're a freshman, right?
No.
14.
18,
well,
senior.
Well, it depends. I mean.
18, senior.
Yeah.
Junior, sophomore, 17, 16, 15, 14, 8th grade, 13, 7th.
12, 6th, 11,
probably
5th. 11
years
so
old.
Like 11.
So and that you didn't see it after that? It was just a one-time deal?
I came here, you know.
And everyone knew about it. That's crazy.
All my boys over there knew about it.
I just can't believe that everyone knew. It's just a different life, bro. But yeah, but, like, that's crazy. Everyone like, knows, and bro. Now here's the thing. It's like, so they see these women, like, no one says anything to, like, the cop. Like, I mean,
That's what I was going to say. Where's the sheriff or some shit?
Sheriff. Bro, in Ecuador, if you were to look at Ecuador, how it is right now, bro.
No one's got a gat? Like, no one's just going out there and lighting these bitches up?
Nah, bro. Ecuador right now is probably one of the worst countries to be at the moment. It's so dangerous over there. My grandma literally tells me she misses me so much. But just to go over there is so dangerous. Last time I was there, bro, I was literally threatened. I got robbed in Ecuador. The day that my...
Really?
Bro, my grandma gave me a watch. Like, the first day she gave me a watch in Ecuador, it was, like, a nice watch. My cousin was like, yo, let's go to, like, a fair. Like, a little fair. Like, a little fucking...
Yeah.
You know. He was like, let's take a shortcut. Like, I don't know how a shortcut to get. Bro, a fucking guide with boots, a machete came, told me, yo, give me the watch or I'm gonna kill you. And my cousin was like, just give him the watch.
Just give him the fucking watch.
Just give him the fucking watch. Bro.
It's not worth your life.
Bro, literally, I just gave him the watch and never saw that guy again. Right now, bro, if you were to see videos of what's happening in those fucking jails, bro, it's insane. Crazy. It's wild.
That's nuts, it's sad, man.
Bro. Just,
but I mean, like,
we're so lucky to be here, honestly. Every time I think about that shit, just other countries are so fucked.
We have it good. That's nuts, though. Because, I mean... Fuck, man. I mean, that's, like, crazy. Like, because people die there. It's not like there's, like... In the U.S., it's like there's a criminal investigation, whatever. Yeah. Like, nothing, right?
But it's bad over there. Now, before we end the pod, I'm over here acting like I'm the host.
No.
What are, like, your goals, like, you know, like, to like, for the pod? Dude, because honestly, I'd be at work, and I told Caruso this.
He mentioned
it. Bro, I'll listen to you guys a lot. Like,
no, I'm new aware. Pod,
listen I'll to put him. It hear on. Him out. Hear him out.
I'll put it on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you guys, are you, I know you guys aren't doing this for the money.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. I fuck with that. But, like, do you guys ever see yourselves ever expanding or, like, just promoting yourselves more and getting out there a little more?
I was going to say this. So, we're hitting the 100th episode. I wanted to sit down with him and, kind of talk about this, like.
The future.
Like, the future. What's next? Like, what are we going to do? Are we going to just keep doing it this way? Or are we going to change? Because I feel like it's a good milestone to where, like, we could look back. What could we change? You know, like, we tried the video. We stopped doing it, right? And then...
I wish you guys still had
the video. I mean, like...
For the 100th episode, maybe?
Well, no. That's our... That's, like, kind of, like... We're figuring that out. Like,
yeah. We have we have a big plan for the 100th
episode. Bolo's coming, right?
That's, like... Sorry. Maybe.
I'll be here, though.
Unconfirmed.
I'll be listening.
No, I mean, like... It's one of those things where, and for me, like, if you ask me right now, like, do I see, like, us going further than what we do now? Probably not. But that's also why I want to sit down and talk to Caruso, because it's like,
yeah,
you know, like.
And that's something I think we definitely have to do off air.
I mean off air. It's like, it's a long discussion that you got
to
have, you
know.
To
piggyback off of him, I think, you know. We had a certain idea at the beginning of this podcast, but I think for us especially, it's grown. And it's kind of evolved and changed throughout the 2 years that we've been doing this. And it's something that we both look forward to. You know, it's not something that's a pain. What was a pain was the editing and that shit, that aspect. But once we went back to this, it became fun again.
Yeah.
And it became less of a hassle and more of me off. That's... Fuck, now I'm going to have to spend my whole, you know, night doing this and I can't do anything. So... We want to keep going forward with this, but I think we kind of just have to sit down and talk about, well, how much more effort do we really want to put into this? Do we want to make something out of this? Because we could be better with marketing.
Yeah,
we could be better with our posts. We could be better with this, that, and the other. You know, what next steps do we want to take? And, you know, we definitely want to improve and get better, but what's maybe a little bit too far of a stretch and what's something that we actually want to, you know, consider?
Because, for every step you want to take in terms of, like, that, like, improving, it's more work, right?
Yeah.
And, like, part of the reason why we stopped doing videos, like, Caruso's doing a lot of, like, all the editing. And, like, it's a hassle. It's a pain in the fucking ass.
It was. Like, especially like, I'm in school still. I have my job. I want to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You know.
And part of the fun in doing this for us is, like...
It's no hassle.
Like, we show up, right? And I mean, like, Caruso, I always give Caruso all the credit for all the editing, you know? But, like, realistically, compared to, like, the videos, like...
This shit like takes me 30 minutes.
It's like...
Oh, yeah?
That's not bad. Like, just quick and...
Minimum.
And that's
like season finales, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying, like, what do we want to do you know?
Like, we could change it, but at the same time, we sit there and it's like, what's, like, how much effort are we going to have to put into, like, are we ready to do that just for the price of, like, maybe getting traction?
Exactly, you know? But here's the thing, like, we got to start off small, and then as we see growth, okay, yeah. Because, yes, it's not about the money for us, but, you know, we do it. If I saw that we have, like, one watcher a week, you know, then maybe we need to reconsider things. That's not accurate, you know. We have an average over 10 people per episode listen, and some weeks we'll get, like, 20 if we have a good guest on and they post it on their story and their friends watch. Like, that's what we do it for. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it for people like you, for other people who are consistent. But if... That's the level of work we're willing to put in right now.
But if
we
start
taking
that
next step and we see some more, you know, now we're getting, like, 30, 40, 50s.
This is where I get worried. How much are we, like, how much of our enjoyment are we willing to give up for the enjoyment of, like, others? Because to get more viewers, you have to get...
Put in more work.
You have to put in a lot more work, and it becomes less fun. Versus, like, here, like... Something, like, I always, like, look forward to is just coming here and chatting the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting with a beer and just shooting shit, whatever. You know? Like, that's the fun in it. And I think that's... It kind of makes it organic to a certain degree versus, like, if... Like, when we did a lot of the behind the scenes when we did the video,
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of, like... People don't realize, like... I mean, this is aside from the editing part. Just
the setup.
The setup took at least an hour.
Fuck.
At least an hour. We would
to get
sit there.
The room set up, to get the cameras, the audio, the speaker.
Because you guys didn't do it
the
in here,
angles,
right?
Yeah, we did it out there.
The chargers. Yeah. I had to bring my laptop.
Yeah. It was like, it was
we had
a
to
shit
clean,
ton of stuff.
Move stuff out the
and it's
way.
Like, and it's also like, and granted, we have put in, like, a good amount of money into this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, bro, like, you guys are buying fucking new beers
every
week.
I mean, if you do the math on it.
I wonder how much fucking
we've done
money
the
is.
Math.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Close to three.
Yeah, like... Close, like, that's, like, a lot of, it's, I mean, it's a lot of money for something we really don't, like, get a return on.
But it's
on
over
at
time. It's over
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is.
$3,000
yeah.
over 2 years, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
And that's a grand and a half each, like.
Yeah, exactly. You know, split.
Like, it's really not that bad. And, like, to, like, for us, we don't mind. But, again, like, if we want to move forward, it's going to be heavier investment. And it, at what cost? Like, are we, like, it's not confirmed that we're going to explode. And obviously, like, yeah, you want that to a certain degree, but, like, at the same time, you don't, like, I don't want to, like, what my hesitance is I don't want to take the risk if it's just going to be a painful process.
Mm-hmm. But we'll try and, like, things, though, you know?
Yeah, like,
if it doesn't work, that's the thing. We did
the
video,
point.
We tried it, didn't work,
that's,
we stopped.
That's the
so
point.
We'll try,
like,
things,
we gotta sit,
but
well,
that's if there's
the point
no traction.
We're saying we got to sit down and, like,
yeah. Like, we attempted to do the video. We saw that people were only watching for a minute and a half before turning it off.
TikTok,
and so,
bro, guys, TikTok,
we wanted
bro.
To do it, but
you guys started. One of you guys just
we wanted to. But that's
no,
another
we,
thing.
I started doing it because, like, my girlfriend's, like, big in TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and she showed me how to edit videos. But, like, it's
time.
It was weird. It's super time consuming, and at a certain point, it's like, you know, it's not easy.
Bro,
it's really
I see
not easy.
Like the dumbest podcast, bro, just pop on my TikTok, just
that's
talking
funny.
The stupidest shit.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll
shit.
See. Maybe we'll try to just do TikTok.
And we have two gentlemen over here, very well spoken. And, like, I'm just, you know,
it takes
I don't
a lot.
Understand.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Regardless, it is now time to go. From the deep. There it is. So,
I love that shit.
We'd like to announce 0 sweatpants are left. They've been sold out for over a week now.
Yeah. Alex,
our free pair, Megan got it. She finally got back to me. Follow her at _ Megan Rojas on Instagram. She was the winner of the free
Miller
sweatpants.
Was part of
Miller
that.
Lost. He lost the duck race.
But he did get his own pair.
But he ended up getting his own pair. Took him a while, but he got there. But Megan hit me up. She said that she loved the sweatpants. They're comfy. She loves them. So
I haven't tried them yet.
That's good news. But as always, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Too Deep Podcast.
Woo! Thank you, Miller, for joining us. It was a much anticipated episode.
Shout out your fucking best. Give your Instagram a shout out.
If you guys want to follow me, Miller Bustos 1.
Follow him on Instagram.
He'll be tagged.
You'll see it. And we'll see you guys next week. 2-year anniversary. Over.